Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Good evening, everyone. And no, you have not made a mistake. You are tuned in to the Joy Doctor. However, I'm just a Joy Doctor stand-in. And I hope I do him justice, because as he says in his opening monologue there, that he's going to bring you joy and just a little bit of laughter to your show. So I hope I'm going to do him justice here. This evening, the Joy Doctor is not going to be able to be with us. He is out of town on business. So I graciously agreed to step in for him. And I do hope, as I said several times a minute ago, I do hope I do this show justice. Today, the Joy Doctor is going to talk about the moment. Now, if you ever want to know what the moment is, we're going to further define it as Polly and call it the deciding moment. And this is a place where there are millions of thoughts racing through your mind, but you can only choose one. Right or wrong, you can only choose one. Are there different signals that we can adhere to that would absolutely let us know whether these moments that we're choosing is going to be the right or the wrong one? Are there signs and signals such as proceed with caution? Or are there some type of red flags? Are there signs that say this road is closed? Or are there signs that say danger? And we have to be cognizant of all of these different avenues when we're trying to make decisions, decisions and to bring us to deciding moments. Now, when we're very young, we're babies and we're growing up, we don't have to make decisions because our parents, or there's always someone over us to make those decisions for us. So we're not the ones with our minds being crowded. We don't make it to that moment stage. But whoever is our guardians or our parents, they do make it to that moment stage where we're concerned. They have to, they get to that moment in life where they have to decide what's best for us, what's the best schools to send my child to, what is the best subject I need to introduce them to. What is the best church to put them in? What extra curriculum? Do I push them in basketball? Do I push them in football? What is it my child is going to do? So these are, we reach the moments in those different avenues when we're very young and we have somebody to do that for us. But as we mature, that sometimes before we mature, believe it or not, we have 10, 11, 12-year-olds. They have that moment status earlier than they should. And even our teenagers have the moment before they're able to make proper decisions. And some of us as adults get to that point too. But when we're deciding whether or not we have made a right or wrong choice, and if we're absolutely not sure that we've made that right or wrong choice, then I believe we have arrived at the moment a little bit prematurely. So this is why, because I believe that once you have matured and you arrive at the moment, the decision you make, you're satisfied with that decision because you're going to live with it, whatever the consequences. If it's right, you're going to live with it. If it's wrong, you're going to struggle with it. But when we're young, if we have choices and we happen to make a wrong decision, we flat out cannot deal with that. It really blows us out of the water. We cry. We panic. We don't know what to do. So a lot of us, like I said, we're arriving at that moment just a little bit prematurely. Now, we're talking about the different thoughts that race through your mind. It doesn't matter what your situation is or what choice you're trying to make. a lot of us, if we're making the wrong choice, most definitely I believe that there are signals, there are signs to let us know that I have indeed, I need to look at this situation just a little bit closer. But we sometimes just keep pushing. We keep pushing. And we know that we have different signs and scenarios because our parents tell us when we're getting involved in relationships. We tell our young women and we tell our young men. When they come home all starry-eyed and they say, hey, look, I've got a boyfriend, or hey, I've got this girl. What do our parents tell us? Now, you better proceed with caution. Don't rush into this thing. You've got to absolutely slow down and make sure this is the right person that you're going to be involved in. Not only is it that way when we're talking about relationships with the opposite sex, but a relationship in any aspect, even relationships in our jobs, or choosing the right doctor, anything that has to do with us making a choice, this is where we have to make sure that we pay attention to our signals. Because if we make a choice and it is the wrong choice, we're going to have to live with that choice. And we're going to have to live with the consequences of that choice. So we look down to there are red flags that go up all the time. You pretend you don't know that your boyfriend is jealous. I didn't know he was that jealous. Yes, you did, because a red flag should have gone up when he chewed you out because you spoke to your cousin or your uncle or something of that. I can remember when I was in high school, my sister had a boyfriend who was very, very jealous. And we didn't realize he was that jealous until one night she and I went somewhere with one of our cousins, who happened to be a male. Now, later on in the evening, my sister's boyfriend and his friends jumped on my cousin, beat him up. Now, that was a red flag right there. I mean, that was a huge red flag. That had gone over into the danger signal to say this guy is dangerous, because if you don't know who someone is, how can you react to a situation like that? So, believe it or not, there are red flags that come through in every situation. Whenever there's a choice to be made, if we're leaning toward the wrong choice, I promise you red flags will go up. Proceed with caution signs will go up. You will even get to a point where they say, look, sweetie, this road is closed. You cannot go past this point. However, with our all-knowing personalities, we proceed past the point that we're supposed to be going, and we get ourselves in a fix every time. So these are the things that we have to really worry about and think about. So right or wrong, every decision that we make, we have to learn to live with that decision. So we get to the moment in all of our lives, and it's getting to that point as we grow, our responsibility causes us to have a deciding moment. Graduation is coming up here for a lot of our young people. They're graduating from high school. They're getting ready to embark on that future, which they have to choose, am I going to go to this college? Am I going to this university? So when they do things like that, then they have to, if they should make a decision to go to the wrong university and they go down there and they're not accomplishing the things they need to accomplish, guess what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to live with that decision they made. They're going to have to wait and pull out of that college at the proper time, reassess themselves going to another university. But either way, whether the choice they made is right or wrong, it has a lot to do with your ability to make a proper decision when you come to your defining moment. And I'm going to tell you, no one out there escapes the moment. You can say what you want to say. If you are a living, breathing human being, you come to the point where you have the moment. There is a time in everybody's life you have to make a deciding decision. You have to decide. What am I going to do from this point on? Am I going to cut my losses and start over? Or it would be so much easier if we never reached the point where we had to start over. It would be so much easier if we just sat and was patient and watched ourselves, watched the signs and the signals that pop up before us. Okay, I'm getting ready to approach the end of the street. Is there a stop sign there? Do I stop and do I wait? Do I look both ways? Is it a yield sign? Do I just have to proceed with caution as I go through this intersection? Or is this road closed up here? Do I need to detour and go another path? Either way, if I continue to go down this way, there's danger down this way. But in life, this is what we're going to have in our path. These signals will forever be there, but it's just up to us to be cognizant and to be aware and keep our eyes open that we are able to recognize these signs. And that has a lot to do with your responsibility. Now, I can remember I was driving my son's car one day, and they tease me to this day because I was driving the car. It was raining very hard. And a car forced me to make a left turn when I should have been making a right turn. Now, believe it or not, when I did this, it was raining, and I had reached a point where I had never been. I had never seen a flood under this overpass. But that particular day, just as I made the left turn, there was no signs there to say, caution. There was no sign there to say this road is closed. There were no red flags. There was nothing there to say proceed with caution. So you know what happened? I flooded the car. Not only did the car flood, the car was totaled. Because how many of us realize you get too much water in your engine, it will total your car. And this is the same way we are in life. We get too much water in our engine. We get too much of the wrong thing in our lives, and it will absolutely flood us out. It will total our situation. But there's one thing that I'm sure the Joy Doctor would say to you right at this point. Whatever decision you've made, as long as you have your health and your strength, you have the opportunity to rectify that. And that is the good thing about being alive and being vibrant and understanding the situations that we get ourselves in on a day-to-day basis. One thing we have to really come to grips with it, that as long as I can open my eyes, focus, I'm still living and breathing, I have another opportunity to arrive at the moment where I'm going to make the proper choice. I'm not going to make a wrong choice. And a lot of times we feel like we count ourselves out just because we make a mistake. I say this to anyone that makes a mistake. There are two kinds of mistakes, and these you're prone to make them when you arrive at your moment. When you get to the moment where you have to make a decision, and you have to get to that defining point in your life. If you get to that point and you make a mistake, there are two kinds of mistakes. A good mistake is one that you make, you learn from it, and you don't repeat it. A bad mistake is a mistake that you make and you keep making it over and over and over again. That is an idiot that you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So these are things that we have to be aware of when we arrive at our moment. So this is what we have to understand. Like I was saying, and I gave you the analogy that we're having about me running into the water and absolutely flooding and totaling my son's car. There were no signs to say don't keep driving because that particular path was not one that a person would normally drown their car out or tow their car out in water. So there were no signs there. There are some things in life, there are some decisions in life that you're going to make, but you're never the only one that has made that decision. Believe me, every scenario in life, you can learn from it by listening to other people. And some of us need to really take on that art of listening. We hate to hear. We hate for someone else to tell us what to do. And that's how we figure it out. Oh, she's just trying to tell me what to do, or he's trying to tell me what to do. No, I'm trying to tell you that that road you're on has this deep hole in it, and I fell in it about 10 years ago. The hole is still there, so I'm just telling you out of love, proceed with caution, because there is a hole down there that I fell in. I survived it, but everybody may not survive it. This is what I'm saying, and when I tell people, when I hear people say, everybody has to make their own mistakes, I wonder, do they realize some mistakes are fatal and you don't get to make them again? So this is why we have experiences. This is where wisdom comes in. If I have experienced this, I know what damage it caused me. So I'm going to share my moment with your moment, and you can see from how it affected me, so that you won't do the same thing. And we have to get to that point. Listen, we grow and we learn. And right now, we get to the moment, that deciding moment. Decisions have to be made. And as one man said in a song, he said, I'm of age now that I have to think about things that I do. I have to worry about what to put in, what to pull out. You have to be, responsibility comes along with your moment. It's okay to make a wrong decision when you're younger, but as you get older, you can't come back from some of the things you make a choice about, and it has to be the wrong choice. So these are the things that we have got to learn from one another. I'm really enjoying doing this, and I want everybody to know that the Joy Doctor, by this time in his program, he probably have you in stitches yet, offering you pearls of wisdom along with it. I'm not a funny person. I don't think I'm funny. But anyway, I just hope that the things that I've said would be some of the things he has said, because the Joy Doctor is a dynamic person. He's an awesome friend. He's an awesome man of God, and he's an awesome businessman. And so this is why he is not here on the show today, because he had the moment. He had a deciding moment. He had to deal with some business or things that required his attention. And he said, well, I've got it. This really neat friend that I can call on her, because I too have a show that I do every Tuesday, and it's called Let's Talk Truth. So hopefully he'll be happy with what I have shared here with you. And understand this, that it doesn't matter. Well, I guess it does matter when you get to that decision-making point. But what you really have to realize, make sure that every decision, every choice that you make, try to make it for the greater good. And sometimes we always make a decision on what's best for me. But we're not in this situation by ourselves. I tell young people all the time, whatever decision you make to get out there in the street, you sag your pants, you show your tats, you do whatever it is you do that young people do, but don't forget that you're not making that decision based on just you. You have parents. You have grandparents. You have pastors and things that you represent. You have churches that you represent. And so your choices have to be based not only on you as a person, but who you're connected to. And I think we kind of lose a little bit when it comes to that, because we don't realize that we can embarrass our parents, and it's it's really detrimental to our relationship. I was telling my granddaughter that she's having her graduation. She's going to first grade. She's 6 years old. So we have to, so I was telling her, I said, I'm going to be right there when you graduate, and I'm just going to be up yelling your name and dancing around. And she said, oh, no, don't do that, because it would thoroughly embarrass me. And so she's really telling the truth, and she's really serious. So I have to be aware that I represent her, so that our children and our friends, we have to be aware that we represent somebody else when we're making certain decisions. So whenever we get to the moment, we have to realize that moment, that choice that we're about to make. You say, well, if it's wrong, I'll just do it again. You know, but we have to realize if it's wrong, it's going to affect more than you. So these are the things that we have to think about. And I promise you, if we will take ourselves, take our time, and when we get to our deciding moments, when there are 1,000 thoughts running through our minds, we have to get to the point where we say to ourselves, are these thoughts that's going through my mind, are they beneficial to me? Are they going to benefit my purpose? What is my purpose? What do I need to do? So that's going to help us in the choices we make, because you can only make one choice. And whether it's right or wrong, you can only make that one choice. And start reading. Start reading the signs. You would, like, if you're traveling, you're going down the interstate and you're looking for a particular exit, you have to read. If you, there are signs that says, caution, slow down, move to the right, the two left lanes are closed. All of these things you have to be aware of when you are at a defining moment. That the moment, that's a defining moment, that's a deciding moment. That's when a decision has to be made that's going to affect the rest of your life. That's when you have to be on point. You have to know how to be on point. And we have so many people who have stumbled along the way and they've gotten off track. And believe me, if you're off track and you know you're off track, all you need to do is just stop and regroup. Stop and regroup and put yourself in a position of power. You have power over your thoughts. You have power over the things that you're going to do. And you have to get to that point where you can absolutely make a right choice. You can make a fruitful choice, a choice that's going to be beneficial, a choice that you can live with. No one wants to make a choice and arrive at a defining moment. That may be your only moment in life. You arrive at that moment, and then you, 2 years or 3 years down the road, you regret the decision you made. You regret the choice that you made. You just regret. This life is full of regret. And you don't want to do that. No one wants to look back on life and regret a decision that you've made. And just understand that once you have made it, and once you've made that decision, if you should have ignored all of the stop signs, the roadblocks, and all of the things that you've ignored, and then you find yourself in a pinch, or you find yourself in a place that you don't need to be, that never should have been, stop and regroup. And don't let yourself feel that there's no other choice. Everyone has a second chance. There's a second chance to make a right decision. There is a second chance for a defining moment. There is a second chance to read. Sometimes you say, well, oh, I didn't see that at first. But that second chance gives you an opportunity to go back, regroup, and look at that sign again. So we have like 5 minutes left, and I want to say that I thank you all for tuning in. I thank the J Joy Doctor for giving me the opportunity to be here in his stead. And like I said, I hope you enjoy the pearls of wisdom that I've tried to share with you as far as the moment. And knowing that it's nothing wrong with having millions of thoughts. All we need to do is settle down and make the right decision. So that's what we're going to do. Don't ignore the signs. Believe it or not, those signs are on the road for a reason. They're not just there to occupy space. So we have to get to that point. Yes, I did pay attention. And I know there's danger down that road, so I'm going to beat you. I'm going to go in another path. And this is so good for us to do this in our relationships, in any capacity. Know your limits. Know your position. Know how your decision is going to affect someone. And if we will do this, I promise you, we will get along fine. And we'll be able to do as the Joy Doctor says. There's a reason his name says joy, because there's joy in what, it should be joy in everything that we do. And we get to the point where it says, if you go back to Scripture, the Scripture says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So for me to be sitting around depressed and looking long face because I have made a decision that wasn't quite the right decision, or I ignored a signal, or I ignored a sign that told me that I needed, this road was closed, so now I've run off in here and I've gotten stuck and I don't know how to get out. I do know how to stand up and wave my hands and let somebody pull me out and go get that second chance to start over. Second chance to start over. And we have about 3 minutes left, and I want to say that the Joy Doctor, he's here every Monday at 8 o'clock, and we just want you all to be able to join him at that time. The phone number to call in, if you want to call in and enjoy his show, you dial area code 323. The number is 580-5712. And this is the Joy Doctor every Monday evening at 8 o'clock. And we want you to start calling in and listening to his show, because he does offer a lot of wisdom, and he does it with fun. He does it with laughter, and he does it with joy, him being the Joy Doctor. So tonight I want you to take into consideration that we've discussed the art of the moment. And if somebody asks you, say, what moment is that? You tell them, it's my defining moment. The moment that I made the decision to do what I do in life, or the decision that I made to marry this person, or the decision I made to have 4 kids instead of 5. But just whatever part of your life that everything is going to affect, I want you all to think about this show and think about in life, yes, I do. If I have not had the moment, I will, because there are things in life I must choose to do, and I only have one choice. And we have just a couple of seconds left. I believe we have like 1 minute left. But I just thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be on your show. I'm Lois Book, and my show airs on Tuesday nights at 7:30, and it's called Let's Talk Truth. So anytime y'all want to be a part of anything, just come in and listen in, and I promise you, you're going to enjoy it to the fullest. So we have someone to stop by our studio. And I know you were listening for the Joy Doctor, and I know you'll probably be pleasantly surprised. And we only have a few seconds, but don't you want to say hello to the Joy Doctor?
Yes, hello to the Joy Doctor. This is Mr. Motivator, and just a great, awesome individual. And he's going to honored to stop in and say hello.
All right. Well, I thank you for being here and stopping by. And I know he's going to be pleasantly surprised because he's out of town and he's not going to be able to be here. But like I told him about 40 times at the beginning of the show, I wanted them to know they didn't have the wrong show. They were with the Joy Doctor, and I hope I did him justice. So with that said, we're coming to a close. Thank you for listening to The Moment, and thank you for tuning in to the Joy Doctor, and we're going to say good night.